Michael Lawrence reading from his book Tripping with Jim Morrison, featuring Humphrey Bogart.
I can't stand that woman. I had placed my hat collection on top of my head, one hat on top of another. The tower of hats included a fez, a blue cavalier chapeau with a red ribbon crest, my favorite because it had a feather like Cyrano's. I expect it was the pronouncement, "I can't stand that woman," that piqued Mr. Bogart's interest, rather than the amusing figure I must have cut walking down the street before my dad offered me a ride to wherever I was going. Upon hearing this story, Bogart said that he wanted to meet me. It was before I knew who he was or that my father had made two films with him, Key Largo and one of those breaking out of jail flicks typical of the early 40s. Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall were staying at the Excelsior Hotel. We met them in the posh lobby just off the main. After introductions, Bogart asked if I wanted to get an autographed picture of him. He thought that I was cute and was charmed by my calling him home free, my English having taken on an Italian accent. So off we went for the autograph. Mr. Bogart asked if he minded that we walk up, explaining that he needed the exercise and it was only one flight up to his room. This was okay with me, and I followed him up the richly carpeted circular flight that skirted the small glass elevator. Mr. Bogart didn't have to turn the light on in the room. There was enough light coming from the hallway to illuminate the drawers of its large shipper trunk, which he said he hadn't unpacked yet. My eyes followed his movements. Opening one drawer, I could see stacks of 10,000 lira bills. Whoops, wrong drawer. The second one had the photo. Ah, gee, it's the only one left, kid. That's an old one, 10 years old. I hope you don't mind. No, Mr. Bogart, that'll be fine. Humphrey, call me Humphrey. Okay, Humphrey. Bogart delighted in my mispronouncing his name. During this interlude, Bogart had autographed the picture to Mike, best wishes, Humphrey Bogart. On the way downstairs, I felt I should say something to make him feel better about parting with his photograph that was 10 years old and his last. Downstairs, I blurted out, "Look, I've got an antique. It's 10 years old. It's valuable." Bogey enjoyed this and laughed openly. Creating an instant antique in the ancient city of Rome, I'd made a fan out of Mr. Bogart.